Hello everyone, this is Elisa. Welcome to episode number 5 of Heart and Soul. During this episode, I want to speak with you briefly about recovery. I'm getting so many people reaching out to me about recovery. They are in different places on their journey, maybe 2 or 3 days of being without porn, or maybe a week or so without jerking off or engaging in whatever their addiction is. And I'm giving examples because there are so many things that people are addicted to that it's not about one thing being bigger or more compelling than another. It's not about one thing being harder or easier than another. If you struggle with addiction, no matter what it is, then yes, the struggle is real, and yes, there is hope for you. So today, I want to talk about recovery. I want to talk about staying focused on your journey. It's so important that you find many different things to help you stay focused. And that sounds a bit weird, because when you think of focus, you think of one thing. But you need to think about things like, what motivates you? What fulfills you? What are you running from? What are you running towards? These are all things that I've mentioned before. It's so easy to slip back into your old ways if you don't know what you're fighting for. What is on the other side of addiction for you? What is waiting for you? What is it that you're not focusing on? When you run to your addiction, when you listen to that part of your brain or your body that says, you know, I need this fetish or this thing more than I need my life, more than I need to, you know, be productive, more than I need healthy relationships. What is it that it is? What is it that you're neglecting in order to put so much time and attention and effort and resources into your addiction? When you start to realize what you're missing out on, are you missing out on being able to, you know, present yourself to the world at large with confidence? Are you missing out on the ability to be extremely successful? Are you missing out on the ability to focus so that you can get that new idea up and running? Are you missing out on quality time with your wife, your kids, your family? It's ironic that I will have more than one individual telling me that addiction is helping him to not focus on the fact that someone in his family is terminally ill. Well, the irony there is that this person means so much to the individual who's addicted, but instead of focusing on the time that he does have with them, instead of focusing on perhaps making that person a bit more comfortable or letting that person know that you're there for them, he is soothing. He is self-medicating by engaging in addictive behavior. And then there's shame and guilt and all sorts of negative feelings that come in after that. Listen, the bottom line for this issue is that addiction is drawing you away from some very important things. And for each person, it's going to be something different. And that's important because each of you, each of us, has our own calling, our own destiny, if you will. So for one person, it might be quality time with their family. For another person, it might be having a successful business. For another person, it might be whatever it is. I say that so much. It's like, whatever it is, find it, hold on to it, and protect it. And don't let anyone taint it. When you find that gem inside of yourself, that is yours, that is your light, that speaks to you, that is the reason that you are here, it's the reason that you were created, it's the reason that you are given the assignment of waking up every single day. It's because there's something here for you to do. And that something for you to do is not just going through these cycles of depression, judgment, addiction, depression, judgment, addiction, sadness. That's not what you were created for, my friend. That is not why you are here. Somehow you got distracted. Somehow you got off course. And in order to get back on course, what you're going to have to do is be able to listen to that voice inside of you that says, this is what you're fighting for. What is your absolute truth? What is at your core? What is it that means more to you than your addiction? Ah. Because you see, if addiction were the most important thing in your life, you wouldn't be struggling with it. If addiction were actually the thing that makes you feel whole and complete and successful and like you have arrived and you could leave this body at any time because you've done everything that you were supposed to do, then addiction would be the answer. But it's not. Addiction is nothing more than a distraction. Addiction is nothing more than a distraction. It's something that your brain has convinced you that you need in order to get through, and it's something that you've chosen to believe. Now, the amount of time that you have been dancing with your addiction, basically saying, yes, I believe you, this is exactly what I need, the amount of time that you've been dancing with your addiction, you basically can take that number and multiply it by 2. Maybe 2.5, to really understand how long it's going to take you to work out of that addiction. Now, some of us don't have that kind of time. What if you're 50? You don't give up. What if you're 60? You don't give up. But what you have to do is go into addiction recovery. You have to go into that process understanding that this is more than likely going to be a lifelong journey. If addiction has been a part of your life for decades, sweetheart, you're not going to get rid of it in a few weeks. You're talking about laser-like focus. You're talking about working through some really painful and uncomfortable shit. You're talking about looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, this is who I am, this is what I've done, this is who I've become. No excuses. Don't excuse or justify your behavior. Don't use any scapegoats. Be brave. Hold up that mirror. Realize where you are on your journey. Embrace where you are and who you have become. When you do that, if you're uncomfortable with who you have become and the types of things that you do, if you're uncomfortable with that, then you have to realize that at your core, there is a deeper truth. There is another side of you that is really wanting to express itself. If you're embarrassed about your behavior, if you don't like the things that you do, once you've gotten off, once you've had your fill of your addiction, you know, once you've felt good and had your release, or whatever it is that you're looking for, when you come through on the other side of it, you're dealing with the truth of your emotions. Your absolute truth is there in that moment, more than likely, or at least you're closer to it, much closer to it than you are when you're in your addictive mode. It is in those times that you need to look at yourself and ask yourself, who are you? Is this behavior a reflection of who you are? Is this behavior a reflection of what rings true for you down in the deepest parts of your core? No script, no notes today. I just come to you with some words because I've been saying these same things to my clients for a few days now. And since I'm getting the same types of questions, I thought I'd venture from my to-do list, you know, for these podcasts, and I would just speak to you guys. Recovery is about finding your truth, embracing your truth, acknowledging who you are and where you are, understanding what it is that you're fighting for, understanding that you are capable, that you are strong enough, but probably most of all, for an addict, is to understand that you're worth it. And whether you believe it or not, self-worth plays a huge role in all of this. Because if you want more, and you really believe that you deserve more, if you want better, and you really believe that you deserve better, sweetheart, you fight for it. Sometimes you're not fighting because you don't think that you deserve it. Sometimes you're not fighting because you think that you need to pay for something that you've done in your past. Or sometimes you are not fighting for it because someone convinced you that you were nothing and you've chosen to believe them. I hope that this podcast is a wake-up call for someone. I hope that it helps. There has not been one thing that I've brought you today. Instead, several little tidbits that I think are gems. When you're struggling with recovery, there's not going to be one thing in your arsenal that you use to fight addiction. Sometimes you're going to have to reach into your bag and pull out a healthy dose of self-love. Sometimes you're going to have to reach into your bag and pull out a healthy dose of self-awareness, a healthy dose of truth and integrity. I have seen some amazing people struggling with addiction unnecessarily because their ego is worth more than the truth. They value holding on to saving face more than they value being free. That is one of the saddest things that I've ever seen. Don't let pride and ego ruin your entire life. If there are things that you need to confess, then do it. If there are people that you need to ask forgiveness of, then do it. Forgiveness from, sorry. If there are people that you need to ask forgiveness from, then do it. Whatever it is that you need to do so that your space, your working space, is ready for you to really 100% engage in recovery, do that. But you can't engage in recovery if you are shrouded, if your walk is shrouded in lies, deceit, confusion, a hot-ass mess, lies, secrecy, half-truths. Let me tell you something, my friends. You don't engage in true recovery like that. That's nothing more than bullshit. That's a ruse. If you want true recovery, you're going to have to put as much good stuff in your arsenal as you possibly can. But if you're throwing as much bullshit into the arsenal, your bag of goodies, you know, your weaponry, if you're throwing as much bullshit as you are throwing truth in, you're not going anywhere. Rid yourself of the bullshit. Rid yourself of the lies and the deceit, the half-truths, the lying through not admitting the full truth. If you want to really and truly engage in recovery, you're going to have to dig deep, do some soul-searching. You're going to have to tell the truth to yourself. The good news is that sometimes the truth is not about what you need to confess, but sometimes the truth is, you know what? I'm fucking amazing. I deserve this. I'm worth it. I'm powerful. I can do this. The truth is going to be something that you have to find in your individual moments on the journey. This is hard work, guys. No one else can do it for you. I can support you. Other people can support you. And yes, indeed, sometimes you need an absolute team of support individuals. But the hard work is yours. I hope that this encourages someone. You guys take care. This has been episode number 5 of Heart and Soul. I am Elisa, and I'm speaking to you from my heart and soul. Have a good day.